because of the Brexit vote, there is a little bit of a wobble, I suppose, or a concern that these projects will be stalled because of the political uncertainty. And 132 million is an awful lot of money. It means an awful lot to that region. And my concern would be that if the UK don't commit to these projects now and give some sort of direction about their intention to continue funding these projects, regardless of Brexit, then we could see investment stalling in the region. And it impacts on the entire border region because indeed in Donegal, there are also projects that could potentially be impacted by this uncertainty over Brexit. And the people I met are deeply concerned about this because contracts were about to be signed and there's now a fear that these contracts might not be signed. So what we were doing was raising this issue, trying to bring it up higher on the agenda amongst all the other things that are likely to be impacted by Brexit. We don't want to see good community business projects being stalled because of the uncertainty.
Britain has, as of yet, not triggered Article 50. There is no formal notification from the UK to the European Union that it intends to withdraw. We have this vacuum that we're left in at the moment where we know what's going to happen at some undetermined point in the future, but nothing's been done to clarify its effects and its implications.
You've put it in a nutshell. Because there's no direction of this Brexit process, it could result in nothing happening until we know. Now, the problem is much deeper in this instance because these projects would probably not be completed until after 2020. The expectation is that the United Kingdom will have left the European Union well before that, although there's no certainty about it. If 85% of the money for these projects comes from the European Union, then I think Europe is probably not in a position to give guarantees either about whether the money will continue in a post-Brexit scenario. But clearly, business as usual has been disturbed completely because of the Brexit vote. And my view as a representative of the Midlands Northwest region, particularly the border areas, I want everything to continue in as normal a way as possible. I want to see projects that are approved. I want the contract signed. I want to see the money flowing. And I do think we're going to have to put an awful lot of political pressure on the system, north, south, and indeed at European Union level, to try and ensure that that happens. Because there are a lot of people waiting. They need this money to come through. There are very good ideas there. And we need to see these projects going ahead.